Blog Talk Radio.
Saints, you all forgive me. Take what you can and leave what you can't. That word is from the Bible, too, by the way, I'd have you know. Listen. You don't have to wait for the church. And I'm going to urge you from this moment on, stop waiting for the church. That's the one of the problems with the church. They are in a hold mode. They've got God on hold. God is saying, I want to give it to you now. Now faith is. I'm winding up now. I got about 10 minutes. I got to do a little preaching too. What does the book of Hebrews say? Now faith is. But the church has got God on hold. They've got blessings on hold. They've got prosperity on hold. They've got money on hold. They've got heaven on hold. They've got Jesus on hold. Then yeah, he's coming back someday. They got him on hold. They are behind excitement. Way over there in Revelation. John saw the heavenly city. Already saw it. You waiting for it. You're hoping for it. But I, John, I've seen it already. I saw it coming down from God out of heaven. Adorned as a bride, prepared. I like that word, prepared. You know, with a paring knife, you cut things out. God's already cut out your blessing. You in the church have got God on hold. You put it over yonder. I don't guess we've got that tape here. Maybe it'll bring it tomorrow night. God's private telephone number. Some of you got it on hold. Well, he ain't here. He's up there. I know he's coming. I don't know when. But I, John, I didn't wait for that. I'm not waiting for y'all who waiting for Jesus. I, John, saw past tense, way over there on the Isle of Patmos, 2,000 years ago, I saw the heavenly city, the new Jerusalem, the new state of consciousness, a new realization, a new demonstration coming down. Church and religion and the preachers have got you all so busy trying to get to heaven that you can't see that heaven wants to come down to you. Now, you do what you want to do, but I'm not trying to get to heaven. I'm calling heaven down. Let me hear you say, heaven, come on down here. 310 Riverside Drive.
310 Riverside Drive.
At 103 Street.
At 103 Street.
Now I'm going to have you put your address in there. You pastors, you got to put at least two addresses. Your church address, your home address, any address where you want some heaven. Here we go. Come on, let me hear you say, heaven of healing.
Of healing.
Heaven.
Heaven
of good health.
Of good health.
Heaven.
Heaven
of the joy of the Lord.
Of the joy of the Lord.
Heaven.
Heaven
of success and prosperity.
Of success and prosperity.
Money heaven.
Money.
This is where you want it to come. Be seated. I don't know what I had you standing up for. Now that's money on the spiritual level. On the way down, physics now. I don't want to use that heretical term, metaphysics. People are afraid of that, but it simply means above the physical. No more. And it comes from the meta, physical, the spiritual, heaven, to the realm of mental idea. That's in the mental psychic realm. The vibrations are coming down. And then at a certain oscillation of vibration, I'm not going to tell you what the number is yet. A certain number of cycles per second, that heavenly idea, which is invisible, becomes visible as whatever you have called down. I remember in the Pentecostal church, we used to sing Jesus on the main line. Well, that's wonderful, good news, but it ain't good enough because you got to tell him what you want. All right, Scott Williams, give him a great big hand. Tell us on the material level a definition for money.
On the material level, hallelujah. Money is a measure of wealth. It is something with intrinsic value. And it's a medium of exchange whereby buyer-seller transactions are taking place.
All right. Now, that's on the material level. But remember, it begins where? In heaven, on the spiritual level. And proceeds down to the mental, psychic plane. You see, when it gets to the mental, a psychic plane, something else happens. On the psychic plane, an idea contacts whoever and whatever are necessary on earth to bring about the manifestation of that idea. You remember the old spiritual, don't wonder about him. God works a wonder. Don't wonder about him. And God's going to bring you in contact with people that you never met. from the east and the west and the north and the south. Whatever is necessary for that idea. Because as it passes through that mental psychic level, God prepares it. In Jacob's ladder, we see the prayer, the request going up as angels into heaven. Those angels disappear into heaven and come back down the ladder, bringing into manifestation the angel thoughts that you've sent up. That's all I can say tonight. God bless you. Bless you. Let's hear it. Angels are God's thoughts passing to man. They're not just these little limp wrists, namby-pamby, sissified things that they've been drawing for thousands of years. The weak angel like that could never have sprained Jacob's leg. He was wrestling with his thought. God sent it. God sent him a powerful thought. Like some of you preachers tonight, you've heard some powerful thoughts, but you're going to have to wrestle with them. Because your members can't stand them. Come on. And God sent Jacob a powerful angel thought. He's wrestling with it. He said, listen, but I'm not going to let you go till you bless my soul. But he said, let me go. Now, what does that tell us? When God sends you these powerful angel thoughts, it's not enough for you to grab a hold of the idea and wrestle with it. Turn it loose. Release it. Oh, please release me. Let me go. I want to bless you some more. If you do not release your angel thoughts, inspiration, in time, but rather you hold on to it, should I? Shouldn't I? What should I do? See, that's another thing. Never wrestle with how. What did I say? Never wrestle with how. Or you will get your mind out of joint. There's some of you right here now, God sends you a powerful angel thought. And you're just like Mary. How shall these things be? Seeing that I know not a man. Look, when God sends you an angel thought, you don't need nobody else. You see, now here is the esoteric meaning of the virgin birth. It is a demonstration of the ability of God to bring about the manifestation of God, the manifestation of good, without human aid. You fundamentalists have thought over it so much that you missed
the highest meaning.
How shall these things be? I ain't got nobody to help me. I ain't got no money. Shut up. The Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you.
It's time for Jessica and Tasia on Hindsight Radio.
Peace, everyone. Peace. Show where we want to divinely connect with you. We are your hosts,
Jessica
and Tasia. So, hope everybody's doing well out there. We have been on vacation for a little bit, but we're back now.
Yep, much needed, doing what we can in this time in our lives where traveling is not just traveling, anything. You can hardly do anything these days, so making the most of it.
You know,
making the best out of it. Yeah, and, you know, it's still a lot going on. It's like, relaxing vacation and not have to, like, worry about anything or anyone. Because, like, the minute we were on vacation, it was, like, bad news, you know, after bad news. So it's just, like, people are still sick, people are struggling, people are passing away. It's just a crazy time. So, but we made it through. We're still uplifted. We're not depressed. But, you know, it can take a toll because
a good friend of mine was diagnosed recently with COVID and pneumonia. So, you know, fighting for his life in the hospital, but improving, doing better. He is younger, so he's not in that age bracket where it's like deadly for the elders, but he did.
Yeah, high risk. But he did. He did have an elder in his family pass away, so it's a bad time. I don't know when all of this will pass, when it will be over, and if it'll ever be. But more so,
this is crazy. And you know, I don't know when it's going to end up. Like, when will we be able to breathe or, you know?
Some type of normal.
Regardless of what anybody say. I used to say new normal, too, before it was, I didn't know it was a thing. I mean, it was a thing, and I'm just like, hey, but this is my normal right now, and, this, you know, I'm still getting used to it. But one thing I can never get used to is wearing a mask. I still cannot make that a part of my skin or my body. So when I go places, I just forget about the mask. And so because that's still not my norm. I know a lot of people are out here, they wear the mask religiously. But it's like it's not my norm. So I just still have to get used to that. Hopefully I don't have to get used to it. Hopefully things will change. But anyway, that's that. So, I don't know. Can you guys hear us? Can you say something in the chat? Because I just got word that you can't hear us clearly.
Check.
Steve, can you write in the chat if you can hear? Okay. We'll do better at that. Okay, make sure you keep it. Okay, well, hopefully you guys can hear us. We're just reflecting on our last week and much needed little break. It's like a significant date and things like that. A healthy lead. So anyway, okay, thanks for that. So, yeah.
What's going on this week?
Something drastic happened. I saw that another guy was killed by the police officers. And this time, first of all, I hate that that's the melanated people's normal. So that can never feel good. I'll never get used to that. That's traumatic. It's so traumatic that I really refuse to really watch it. So the first time I saw, I don't even know his name. I just saw the video. The guy with some sack over his head, bag, whatever, and they killed him. Like, the brother called the cops for help because his brother was deranged or something for the moment or whatever. We don't know. I don't know if it was terminal, if he was on something, if he was on a drug or whatever, or if he had a mental health condition, but the guy was naked in the street. He asked for his brother called to get help. The police came. All I know is they put a sack over his head and expect him to calm down when he really wasn't crazy or nothing. He laid down on the ground. You know, they was choking him. They put the force on his neck and telling him to stop spitting, stop. Calm down, or they're going to tase him or something. And then I didn't watch him die, but I know he died. I know they tried to do CPR, but how did they think that that was ever okay to do that? And then, like, if he's spitting and stuff because he's fighting to catch his breath, it was just, that's just too much. I didn't watch that, but the second video, like, the first time I saw the footage, like, I didn't hear anything, and I just knew the outcome. And then the second time it popped up on my feed again, I was able to watch a little bit more and hear it. And then I just fast-forwarded it, and then I just, like, kept scrolling. Well, actually, I got off, because it's, like, to continuously cycle out this trauma in your psyche is unhealthy as well. Not saying that we can't fight for anything. It doesn't do the same thing for everybody, but some people are empaths and things like that. So it's not something that I can constantly watch because that is traumatic. So, yeah, I don't know. I think we ought to be mindful of that, too. We don't have to keep revisiting such traumas. Like, you can watch it, you can know about it, and then that's that. Like, I think it's very important to maintain a good mental state, but it's just very sad because you can't just call the cops to help you anymore. It's almost like if there's a black male involved or female, you almost have to just be like, you can't call the cops on them, because I mean, it's sad. You should be able to, but you might have to just try to figure it out on your own if you're not at risk. You know, if your life isn't at stake. You know, like, because I worked with the mental health population and drug addicts, alcoholics, all of that. And I mean, I would hate to have seen such abuse from the police. Now, I will say that where I work, they would be brought in by the police. So I don't know if they received any kind of brutality before getting to our facility, but I would hate to have seen them really, really mishandle the people while they were under the influence. Because we've had to call the cops on our clients before, and they come and they get them,
But I haven't seen, like, that type of abuse on camera. But they probably wouldn't do that in our facility. We have cameras in our facility. But, I mean, I just because someone is mentally ill, just because someone even has drugs on them, just because someone decides to squirm and move and not be still does not cause for getting beat up and losing your life or any kind of abuse just because you have a badge on. You know, the cops have badges and it's like they have license to kill. And we just got to be more mindful of that and that they're not really out here to help us. They're just really not. I'm not saying there aren't any good cops out there, but like all in all, the swing of things, that's why it's so easy for a lot of the right ones to become cops because it's really for them. It's for them. Like, for their neighborhoods, it's to protect them. They don't need anything. That's why they can have these horrible backgrounds. It's like an organization, and I don't think we realize that. I think everybody as a nation wants it to work out the way we thought or we were told it was supposed to be, but it's not that at all. I'm not saying some people, the good cops out there are in it for what we think that it's supposed to be, but most of them are just not. But anyway, yeah, that's what I saw today. It was a bit much, and like I said, I didn't watch it. It was like a 7-minute video, and I don't know his name, but Lord, I mean, it's just crazy that he had to lose his life. I had people get taken to a mental health facility. I mean, because people need help. I don't know. It's just crazy. Like the lady, what's the young lady's name? I know her name. That was shot from the wellness check, the well check. The neighbor called the cops. Oh, God. I know her name. Well, anyway, she was in her home. I mean, just because people need help or you're concerned about someone, just you can't call the cops on people anymore unless it's life-threatening. I mean, I don't even know. Not on black people. It's out of control right now. And the guy that killed everybody, that was gunning people down, like, their time, like, I've seen people say, like, they're just waiting for Trump to give the okay to kill black people. So, there, it's not, what, I don't know, all this fighting, let's vote, let's do this, let's do that. This is a whole other thing we don't see. They have their own setup. They have their own organizations. They have their own clubs. It's like they have the white code and we have black code. It's not. It's just not going to be a kumbaya world at this point. And not right now. Not today. It's just not. But anyway, let's get into what I want to kind of like Chadwick Boseman. That was another thing that there was a lot of stuff that happened while we were trying to be on a vacation. With Chadwick passing, that was sad. I mean, he was a guy that I actually really liked in his movies. I loved his work. There were things about him that I really liked. And that's just a lot.
Now, he impacted a whole generation, and it was just really sad to see the young kids and how they felt and the reaction of them, because that was the only hero that we saw on big screens, you know. So that took a toll.
Right. It did. I mean, a lot of people are really.
He's irreplaceable. There's nobody else up.
Absolutely. And all of us are irreplaceable. You know, and it's just like, yeah, he had value. You know, very inspirational guy. But, yeah, so during this time, during COVID, people are having these lung conditions, illnesses, inflammation of the lungs, sickness of the lungs, infection of the lungs. COVID-19 affects the lungs. So I wanted to put it out there about certain herbs. And actually, I learned about this herb during this time. And a little bit about me. I'm just into herbs, herbalism, all of that. So natural remedies, if I can. I mean, I'm not anti-medications. I feel like if you're at a point where you're actually sick, you need to target it right then. But herbal remedies can help you if you're fairly, if you're getting your life back online and check and healthy. And, or if you're, you know, if you're using it routinely, religiously, certain herbs, all that, it's not like one of those things where you get sick and now you want it to heal you completely. It's like the holistic thing. It's like holistic health. Like, I'm not saying it's not going to help, but sometimes, like, you drink a tea, you're like, oh, that didn't help. It didn't work. It's working. But definitely when you fill up the par, take care of yourself. It's like taking vitamins. You got to just do it. But anyway, there is an herb called mullein. M-U-L-L-E-I-N. And I learned about this, but I actually started researching it even more because a lot of people that I know are being affected by lung conditions. And, I mean, there's other... I know about other herbs that heal the lungs, but I'm just going to talk about mullein right now because it was new to me and I was actually very impressed. So I'm going to actually read something that I came across that I thought was pretty good. It is MotherEarthLiving.com. I said, mullein tea is a traditional treatment for respiratory problems such as chest colds, bronchitis, and asthma. Mullein leaf tea is slightly bitter, and a tea of the flowers is sweeter. Both the leaves and flowers contain mucilage, which is soothing to irritated membranes and saponins, which make coughs more productive. And when I say productive, like when you cough and you hear that rattle or you produce like phlegm or mucus, that's called a productive cough. So if you cough and it's dry and you don't have any mucus or anything come up, that's a dry cough. So that's what they mean by that when they say it can make coughs more productive. Research has shown that the herb has strong anti-inflammatory activity, and lab studies suggest that mullein flower infused with mullein flower infusions have antiviral properties as well. So the mullein, it has like the first year, if you plant it, it will like produce the leaves. But then the next year, it will produce the flowers, and it grows up in like a huge stalk. And mullein, those plants can grow to like 6 to 7 feet tall. So you can do things with, you can use the flower, you can use the leaves, and you can use the long shrub, like the shaft of where the flowers form. And you can use that, like people use them as candles and torches and things like that. But the flowers are more like for like people for infusion. So if you make like an oil infusion or if you make a tincture with alcohol, but a lot of people use it, like oil to heal like ear infections, earache, because it is anti-inflammatory. So it's very effective on in a medicinal way in that way. And you can use the oil in like ectopic skin conditions like psoriasis or eczema, things like that. And it's got healing properties that way. You can soothe like diaper rashes as well with mullein. So it does its thing like internally and externally. But I wanted to also read something from Healthline because you guys, if you listen to us, sometimes I get tips from that website. But it says, oh, by the way, people drink, they take the leaves, they either dry them. You can take the leaves and make a tea a lot of the time. And if you don't mind the taste, I mean, just for the healing properties. I drink medicinal teas all the time. None of my teas hardly any of my teas taste good, but I just love to get the benefits from them. So I just think a cup of tea or two or three, just chug it real quick, and it's fine. But it says, mulling tea is a flavorful beverage that has been used for centuries to treat a variety of ailments, including cough, chronic cough, colds, and asthma. It has a rich aromatic taste and is made from the leaves of the common mullein, a flowering plant native to Europe, Africa, and Asia. So we know that it treats respiratory conditions and very effective at relieving asthma, which causes your airway to swell and results in symptoms like coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. It also is good for humans and animals. So research suggests that mullein tea works by reducing inflammation, thereby helping relax the muscles in your respiratory tract. The flowers and leaves of the plant are used to treat other respiratory ailments such as tuberculosis, bronchitis, tonsillitis, and pneumonia. And I have an apothecary book, and I just can't help but to, I'm just going to read a little bit about what it says in that book, because I thought it was interesting. So for centuries, mullein leaves have been used to heal lung conditions. Herbalists once even recommended that patients with lung disease smoke dried, crumbled mullein leaves. Ayurvedic physicians prescribe mullein to treat cough, and colonists considered mullein so valuable they brought it with them to America, where Indians eventually adopted it for treating cough, bronchitis, and asthma. Contemporary herbalists still recommend internal use of mullein leaves to treat colds, sore throat, and cough. The flowers and leaves reduce inflammation in the urinary and digestive tract and treat colitis, intestinal bleeding, and diarrhea. The fresh flower infused alone with garlic oil, or with garlic in olive oil, make an ear oil for pain and inflammation associated with earache. So I learned that people sometimes used to just smoke the leaves to get relief. So it's definitely an herb that can be smoked. I know when I was telling Tasia about that, she ended up looking into she was thinking of better ways to intake the herb instead of just smoking it, because you kind of like burn the herb. But I mean, even if you do, you still get the healing properties of it. It's like a herbal tobacco for upper respiratory infections. But she saw that you can vape. It's better to vaporize it. Is that what you were saying?
All the nutrients out. Well, not all of it, but it's leaving more nutrients in.
Yeah. So it's like, to each his own. You can do a tea. You can make an oil infusion. You can make a tincture. You can smoke it. But what we were talking earlier, I was saying, like, when I say to each his own, whatever works for you, whatever way you like to take it. But I was thinking about how I actually saw people testimonies about taking mullein or really smoking mullein. And these are people that have COPD or people that suffer from asthma, and they're quite young, actually, or former tobacco abuse users. So they used to smoke cigarettes, and people that used to smoke cigarettes or if you do smoke cigarettes, it was a great alternative because it goes straight to the lungs, and they found, like, instant relief. They felt like they could breathe. That's how good it worked for them. Some of the people were just saying that they just felt like a smooth, clear smoke is what they say from it. I'm not a smoking expert. I don't smoke. But that was what they said. And it's just, I thought it may be good. So say you're in a situation where you don't have time to brew your tea, you don't have time to take a pill, because there's mullein pills out there too, capsules. So, or say like you're in the middle of the night and you're just feeling like a little bit of irritation or a little bit of inflammation in your chest.
if you just light it and smoke it, I mean, that could bring someone some healing, some relief. And then don't think, like, if you cough that, I mean, smoking makes you cough sometimes. So if it does produce a cough, then it's also working if you cough, because it's like an expectorant. So it also helps clear your lungs in that way. It's clearing, your lungs are getting cleared out. I mean, all things in moderation. Don't go crazy to the point where you just, like, if you're not healthy enough to be coughing up so much mucus or something like that, then you may want to take it easy. But definitely look into it. If you know someone, or if you yourself could, benefit from this herb, mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N, definitely look into it, because it's not necessarily easy to find. It's not just something you're going to see on the shelf. You may have to just call around to a certain places to see if they carry it, the capsules, or if you'd rather smoke it. But there's other herbs too that help, and there's different herbal blends too. So if you don't just want to smoke mullein, you can have other blends with it, especially if you don't like the taste. There was another herb, though, that I wanted to bring some people's attention, because I just felt like it was quite interesting. So mullein, we know that helps with lung issues, like detoxify and combat lung-related health issues. It's very effective in that way. But I came across Yuva Ursa. UVA-URSI. Yuva Ursa. This is a gift for me. The Yuva Ursa leaves contain up to 40% tannic acid, enough to make them once useful in tanning leather. But herbalists suggest Yuva Ursa primarily is used to treat bladder infections. So it's particularly indicated for illnesses caused by E. coli, a bacterium that lives in the intestines and can invade the urinary tract. It works particularly well in the alkaline environment this bacteria produces. Externally, the herb has been used to treat sprains, swelling, and sore muscles. So, because the Yuva Ursa may stimulate the uterus, don't take it if you're pregnant. And don't use it if you have an active kidney infection, because it will be too irritating. But I thought that was really interesting, because a lot of people deal with urinary infections. And this is a known herb. It should be known in the medical field a lot more, but they write about this more in the medical arena, because it's actually known for treating UTIs and things like that. So, someone that's prone to urinary tract infections or just bladder issues, you may want to look into that. This one can be found in some smoking blends as well, a tea or capsules. And then there was one other herb I wanted to bring to everyone's attention, because you never know. And this herb is called skullcap. So, skullcap was widely prescribed as a cure for rabies. But, of course, there's no scientific evidence. But the herb is a sedative, often recommended for treating insomnia, nervousness, nervous twitches, and anxiety. Special researchers have found that skullcap helps stabilize stress-related heart disease. Herbalists have also employed skullcap to treat symptoms of PMS, Sculpin has been found to have anti-inflammatory properties. The herb inhibits release of acetylcholine and histamine, two substances released by cells that cause inflammation and symptoms of allergic reaction. So that's like when there's too much histamine in some wines or I'm having a brain freeze, but and you know, like when you're having a reaction, an allergic reaction, your throat or your nose or something like that, you take an antihistamine. So this is, it has anti-inflammatory properties. But anyway, two substances released by cells that cause inflammation and symptoms, symptoms of allergic reaction. And it says Japanese studies indicate that Skullcap increases levels of HDL, and which is the high density lipoprotein, or better known as the good cholesterol. And Chinese researchers report that
is useful in treating hepatitis, improving liver function, reduce swelling, and increases appetite. It is also as strong as it's a strong immune system herb. So, and it actually says it here to use it in moderation, but it is safe, is what it says. So, yeah, but all things in moderation.
That'd be a good blend.
Also, smoke lavender, too. So, smoking became, I think people just corrupt everything. It became a bad thing. But all this stuff that comes from the earth, I mean, those are what they call them cancer sticks because they cause a lot of problems for people, like regular cigarettes. There's nothing medicinal about them. So if you gotta smoke something, you guys, you make the switch to do some dry herbs that is better for you. So just do that. If you just really have that habit, but that nicotine addiction, this should make you feel better because, well, I don't know from experience, but from what I've seen and heard and read, it really does help people that did have the nicotine addiction or that do, and they're still smoking, they're making their own cigarettes, but with herbs, and it's helping them, so it's better. So if you have a problem with that addiction, just go ahead and look into
alternatives.
Right. So that's the alternative. So yeah, I don't know, I'm really into that stuff, and I think that it is a good thing to know. And I think people need to look into these type of herbs, and the herb of the day for real is mullein, because during COVID-19, flu season is about to hit. And so basically you have some of this in your cabinet, or all three of these things, because people deal with anxiety and allergic reactions. You need anti-inflammatories, you need antioxidants. You need things that are going to help you, especially when you just can't go out here like you used to, get as much sunshine as you can, exercise. Because that's another problem that I'm seeing, is that people that don't exercise, you're not able to fight off these lung conditions. You're not giving your body what it needs, and when you do not use it, you lose it. Muscle tone, and the same thing when it comes to your organs. You're not stimulating your organs, your colon, your lungs, your heart. You need to be exercising, because when an infection does hit, you're not able to fight it off. It's like hard for you to breathe. But if you're fairly healthy, then you can knock it out. I'm not saying that healthy people don't get sick. They do. But what I'm saying is that recovering is most of the time a lot better than if you were not fit. And I'm not saying you got to be like
Bebo and lines cut, but just exercise. You don't have to, you don't have to have, like, I don't know, crazy muscles to show for it, but definitely get that cardio in and get the, you know, that strength, you know, toning in, because overall, holistically, overall, you'll be better when something comes against you, because nobody's exempt from something trying to invade you, you know. I mean, you can believe you are, and I believe that if you believe you are, you can be exempt, but doesn't mean you're not going to get attacked with something. So just definitely try to get your life, you know, keep it up. We're only given this one body, so let's just do what we can with it. You know, keep it up, take your vitamins, do your exercise, incorporate some teas here and there, incorporate herbs here and there. Not every day, you don't got to do this stuff every day, but just do like an upkeep, you know. So, you know, almost like when you go get your car for a tune-up or an oil change, your body needs that stuff to detox as much as you can. Don't let stuff sit in your colon. They said that Chadwick had colon cancer. I'm not sure what happened or how or what or when or what the root cause was. You guys, you flush your colon out as much as you can. Make sure it has the herbs it needs. And when we get started on the herb that will help scrub the inside of your colon, all the way down to the small colon where they have like little hair-like, I was going to say flagellum. Yeah, hair-like, particles, properties at the end of it. It's just, you know, everything is needed. So there are herbs that can get all of that together that can awaken all those things that aren't even working. Like people with the small intestine doesn't even work. Like, it's like those little small hairs are supposed to be up aren't even there. Like, or they are there, but they don't even work. They're just dormant. So cleanse your colon, detox your organs, your brain, everything, sugars, refined sugars, like, you know, the bad sugars, high fructose corn syrup, all of that stuff. I mean, sugar, raw sugar cane in moderation, you know, just there's, you know, take the better things, make better choices. But I understand there's a lot of things we have to just use now, but just try to just do the best you can with what you have. And when you can here and there, just buy you a box of tea. And there's medicinal tea. Oh, what's the name of that tea? I bought specific tea. I don't have it in here, but I can't even think of it. There's different brands. Just go, if you go to Kroger or Giant Eagle, somewhere, even Walmart, they have tea aisles. So just try some things, and you will be surprised to see how some of this stuff energizes you or make you feel different. In a better way, in a good way. And then there may be some things you don't like to take. Like, I really don't like taking dandelion tea, but I know everything filters through. Yeah, everything filters through your liver. Your liver needs that extra boost. I mean, it wasn't even made to filter all this stuff that we put into our bodies. So it needs extra help. So do that dandelion tea for real. That's like your liver is like your second heart. Like, you need that thing. I mean, especially if you're taking certain medications that filter through your liver too. And marsh, milk thistle is a capsule, or, you know, you can find it in tea form and things like that, or in tea blends. There's so many things. Cleanse your liver. Help your body out. And in this case, cleanse your lungs. Take some more. Just something. Let's just all do better with our bodies. Hopefully this inspired you a bit to look into these things. And if not, just help some people out here. One day I'll be able to sell this stuff, and you guys can just go to my site. But I'm working on it. So one day I'll be able to get all this stuff in just one spot. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you listen to the Friday show, Akeem Jr., he's going to do his show. And then on Sunday, the homeschool show. Well, I wanted to know the title of the show. I'm sorry. I apologize because I cannot think of it right now. But listen, Hindsight is taking over. We're creating our own narrative, our own platform. And you just keep rocking it with us and just keep, you know, you don't get to listen to something, go back and listen to it. But we'll
station change in the next
season. So a little bit of everything so we can be well-rounded. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your week. Make sure you tune in to Tuesday, Truth Tuesday with Akeem.
Everything's at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, and all the shows start at 7. There's one thing I wanted to say, and I can't even think now. Shoot. So, all right. Thanks for tuning in. Peace, everyone.
You know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. My body so got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Shine already, it's time already. Align already, it's time already.
Come on.